We say good morning now to the president and CEO of the Community Foundation for Greater Buffalo, Clotilde Perez-Bodie-Dedecker. Good morning to you.
Thank you for reaching out, Jay.
Well, there's so much to talk about here, but I most certainly want to get into this Western New York COVID-19 Community Response Fund. Fascinating to see that already, $4.5 million has been distributed to, 74 nonprofit organizations here in Western New York?
Sure, that is correct. The Community Foundation is coordinating this effort in partnership with the Health Foundation, the Oshai Foundation, the United Way, and the Tower Foundation. In fact, to date, we have over 35 foundations and corporations that have joined the team. The effort began by convening foundations and corporations and then turned to the general public for help. And I am very pleased to announce that over 1,600 individuals have also contributed funds to this effort, Jay. It's incredibly inspiring and yet another reminder of the unique level of generosity and commitment to our neighbors in this community.
It seems like this pandemic has been with us forever, but really this is in a short period of time that so much has happened here, and we almost kind of forget that perspective. And it catches me a little off guard that this type of response was able to come together so quickly. Talk about how that all transpired and how you were able to really get this moving so quickly.
Email. Literally sent out an email to the philanthropic community saying that we would be interested in coordinating a response. And the answer was, absolutely, and what do you need me to do? So within 2 weeks of announcing the Community Response Fund, we were able to give out $4.5 million in grants to 74 organizations.
Well, are there people out there that you're still trying to reach that might need help and may not know about this opportunity?
Well, we are helping the helpers. So our dollars are going to the organizations who are on the front lines of meeting the needs. And these decisions are informed in real time through a nonprofit survey where we've had over 300 nonprofits responding, you know, with a unemployment rate that is climbing to 20%, combined with the safety and social distancing guidelines. You know, it's a perfect storm of need.
That's a great way of saying it, for sure. You know, you've been at the Community Foundation. You understand the needs of the area. Can you put into perspective the difference between this particular moment and other moments that we've seen?
This is unlike anything we've ever experienced, Jay. This is in a category all of its own, and I think the commensurate response and the generosity that is pouring in is really appropriate for this unprecedented challenge. And I want to personally thank this community for its inspiring generosity, because to be sure, every contribution counts in helping to meet the need. So if you are in a position to contribute financially, we really encourage you to go to WNYresponse.org. If you're not in a position to contribute financially, there are other opportunities to be part of helping by contributing needed items and or volunteer services. And you can visit volunteerwny.org, where charitable organizations are posting their needs also in real time.
Clotilde Perez-Bodie-Dedecker, President and CEO of the Community Foundation for Greater Buffalo. Thanks very much for your time this morning.
Thank you so much, Jay. Stay well.